Good day, I am Alex from Quantum Clarity Hypnosis or Quantum Clarity Soul Journeys. And on this podcast, I am sharing with you whatever happened that is interesting in my work recently. Every day, something interesting happens. I work every day and I have two people every day having a soul journeys. So obviously it's a lot of material, but sometimes some themes, some subjects stand out and I share, and perhaps it will be helpful for you, the listeners. So in this week, when I am interacting with people, I notice that when I say to them about suppressed emotions as being root causes of problems, health problems, mental problems, the people think it's recent. It's about recent emotions, like recently something happened that my dog died, or I broke up with somebody 2 months ago, and that's why I have this and this. People don't understand that we accumulate energy of low vibrational emotions through lifetimes, not only few months. So you can imagine negative emotion that is anti-life, that is low vibrational, like shame, guilt, fear, anger, and so on, as a very dense energy, dark energy. And people in trance, they see these energies as pockets or layers in them, in their system. So they can, in their expanded state, they can describe it as, oh, I feel my sadness in my heart as a dark cloud. Or they can say, I feel shame in my belly, and I see it as a gooey mud that is dark, and then we work on removing it. We are working with higher self or archangels to pull it out from the system, and the person feels much lighter and the energy can flow. So why this is important? Because if you have any type of chronic disease, any type of issue with the body that cannot be treated or healed, let's talk about allergies or cancers. The most common root cause of these problems are layers and layers of suppressed negative emotions that are toxic, that are blocking the energy flow in the body. So how this works? First, let's say something happens. Let's say your loved one dies. Let's say your mom dies. And it creates a lot of sadness, grief, despair, maybe guilt. Your mind is creating a story that it's your fault that she died, which usually is not true. The mind loves to create negative, false stories like that. And it's heavy. You feel heavy. You feel immobilized. You feel in thick fog, nothing no motivation, no will to live. And it stays with you. If you don't work with these energies, they are still there. And they are affecting you. And then let's say you have a bad divorce, abusive. Let's say you are a woman and you have a narcissistic husband, and then bad divorce. And also there is a lot of anger, there is a lot of fear during all of it, all this procedure of divorce, dividing everything, the children. And it's also another layer that is there. If you don't work with this to release it, to let it go, it's still there. So there is another layer inside you, your energetical bodies. And over your life, you have layers and layers. And also small things, like, let's say your friend betrayed you. You thought you have a best friend, and she stabbed you in the back and spilled your secrets to your enemy, let's say. Or family member, you thought you can trust them, but they failed and they betrayed you. They stole your money, for example. They lied. And this, all of this is leaving a fallout, like a residue in your system. And when your body gets older, these residues that are blocking the body ability to heal, to maintain health and full potential, start breaking down, and you start to experience physical symptoms or mental symptoms. Physical symptoms that, let's say, your pancreas has problems, and your stomach has problems, acid reflux. Your heart has palpitations. You have panic attacks. You cannot breathe suddenly in the middle of the night. And you say, oh, out of the blue, this happened. No, this is the result of all these layers of negative emotions. And I am talking only about now suppressed emotions, which is one group of root causes. I found in my work 5. So I am talking from clinical experience. I am talking from real work that help people, that they feel lighter. They can see how body heals when we remove the blockages. And we are now focusing in this podcast on suppressed emotions. So how to work with that? You can work with this yourself. There are many techniques how to do this. They have different labels: shadow work, letting go technique by Dr. Hawkins, releasement, Sedona method, A Course in Miracles method, the Alcoholics Anonymous method. It's about feeling the emotion, not suppressing it or escaping it into alcoholism or being busy or watching TV, but really whatever you feel that is uncomfortable, just feel it, face it, feel it without judgment, without resistance, and surrender it to the source as an experience, human experience that you wanted. You don't remember it, but you wanted it. you wanted these challenges and these lessons. And what if you do it correctly, you will feel lighter, you will feel better when this layer just evaporates from you. So it's a simple technique, but of course, with everything, you just need to practice. Whenever trigger appears, you practice. And the more you practice, the better you are getting at it. And the layers are less and less, and your body is more and more healthy and can heal things that doctors say was impossible. To give you an example, it's connected with emotions. I had a client and she complained about frozen shoulder. Pain in the shoulder, couldn't move it, couldn't sleep. She had to take painkillers. And during the session, when she went into this expanded state, theta brainwave state, she found in the shoulder a red cloud, energy. And I asked her, you know, to touch it, feel it. What is it? What is this red energy cloud? And she said that this is, she was surprised. It's my anger towards my mother. Since I was teenager, that she was very strict, didn't allow me to do what I wanted to do, and I still have it after 30 years. And now it started to show as frozen shoulder and pain. So, you know, and she was menopausal. So a lot of women think that all the pains, all the, you know, chaos with menopause is like you should have it, like this is normal. But actually what is happening, the body is going through transformation and all the garbage, emotional garbage, low vibrational energies that are still there are showing up and creating pains, hot flashes, hormonal problems. It's all psycho-spiritual, emotional. Some women that healed released these suppressed emotions, suppressed false beliefs. They go through menopause without any problems. So if you have any type of such uncomfortable symptoms in your body, in your mind, you need to look into letting go, releasing. Where I come in, when you are doing this work and you feel that there are still blockages, you feel better, you feel lighter. But there are still blockages that you cannot touch. They are too deep. Or there is false belief that you also cannot pinpoint, that you cannot release it or you need it for something. To give you an example, I had a client that was feeling unworthy. To be healthy. And she didn't know about this belief. When she was small, her grandmother was very narcissistic, abusive, and the grandmother told her, "You cannot have this candy, you are a bad girl. You cannot have this toy, you are terrible." So the small girl, my client, created belief that I am not worthy of being healed, being feeling good. And this belief blocked the body from healing, because this is what was there programmed. So, and she didn't know it. During the session, we released it, and then the body could heal. So, most of the work you can do yourself. You have the power. But sometimes there are blind spots, there are very deep, hidden false beliefs, and connected with it, negative emotions that you need assistance. And then you contact professional, and you will discover it yourself. So you will learn from that. And later after the session, you will, in your work, your shadow work, releasement work, letting go work, you will be able to also be aware of this deeper blind spots. So, also what was interesting during recent work was that this idea of volunteers, it may be something from science fiction books, but it's real because it's repeating through thousands of sessions that I did. This idea of volunteer beings that comes to Earth to help in the raising of vibration of the collective on Earth, raising the vibration of the planet. So in this week, I had three of such volunteers from around the world. One was from Australia, another one was from North America, and another one was from UK. And they didn't know consciously about this idea. They were surprised when higher self during the session in deep trance, when they were in deep trance, they discovered that they had past life on another planet. And it was beautiful experience. Usually when they remember it, it's light, it's fun, it's joy. And they heard the call to help with Earth. After Hiroshima, bombing the Hiroshima, there was a call from the Council of that is governing Earth, Council of Light, to bring high vibrational souls to be born on Earth. And in this way, they will, by their presence, they will help with raising the vibration of the planet. And since 45, it was happening. There were generations, waves of souls coming. So in this one case that I remember from this week, the lady remembered that she was a unicorn. Unicorn, just happy on her high dimensional planet, just having fun near the ocean, and the colors were beautiful, pastel. She didn't even have words to describe the beauty and the feeling that she has there. You know, the human language is very limited. And I asked her to, you know, I know that whatever higher self shows in the session, because we ask higher self to guide us, whatever higher self shows in the session, it has a deep purpose, deep meaning. So I moved her to the moment where she is deciding to move from this beautiful place, and she felt it's my home. This is where I belong. I asked her, so now move in time to the moment where you are deciding to go to Earth, incarnate as human. And she said that actually my mother from this other place, Mother Unicorn, chose to go to help. She felt great compassion and felt the suffering on Earth and the risk that the humans will destroy the planet. So the mother decided to go, and she was very attached to her mother in the other place, so she also said, "I also will go." And they both incarnated. And now her mother is here, and she's here, and she feels very strong bond with her mother. So for her, it makes so much sense that this soul, on the soul level, the connection with the mother that she has in this life. And also there was a question that she asked higher self, why, on the one hand, I have this strong bond on the soul level with my mother, but on the other hand, I have a repulsion, like I don't want to spend time with her. It's like a very conflicting experience. And it was, you know, she was torn. She was torn conflicted, very uncomfortable. So this was one of many questions that she has had for higher self. And higher self actually showed that her mom, in a spiritual way, in an energetic way, and she saw on her mom a lot of dark entities attached to her mom that were very negative. And this is what really often happens, that dark forces on this planet are very organized or intelligent, and they fight back. They don't want volunteers from higher dimensions to come here and destroy their dark realm on Earth. So the mom in her childhood was abused, and during abuse, during this suffering, additionally, external beings that are low vibrational attached to her. And this was energy that my client felt. These beings that are very negative and anti-life. She was feeling repulsion to them. During the session, I asked Archangel Michael to come, and she witnessed. I asked Archangel Michael to help with removal of these negative beings from her mom. And she witnessed that they were taken away, and Archangel Raphael brought light and healing and restoration to her mom. And after the session, the feeling of repulsion disappeared. She could continue helping her mom to restore her health. So this is the type of work that appears in sessions. I never know what will appear. I never know what will happen during the session. There are no rules. There are no patterns. Every person is unique and have like infinite landscape inside. So I need to be prepared for anything. I need to be intuitive and guided by my higher self to deal with whatever is appearing in the session, whatever the higher self of the client is showing the client to experience. And it works well not to follow the books, not to follow the rules, just go with the flow. And people are very pleased with the results. The message for these volunteers that were burdened by the earth frequencies, by earth suffering, they are usually empathic, they feel feelings of others. And they are confused which feelings are mine, which feelings are of the collective. So usually in these volunteer sessions, where person is volunteer, the higher self tells them that after the session you need to focus on the joy, focus on love that you are, focus on creation in your life. Let go of anything that is low vibrational. Keep doing the work of releasing and letting go, cleansing. And embrace who you are. Because when you embrace who you are, accept and love yourself for who you are, then the magic happens inside you, outside you. Everything is transformed. Instead of focusing on the dread, the guilt, the shame, the fear that we released, don't accumulate that. And also about protection, there is a repeated teaching about creating a bubble of light or pyramid of light around you when you get up and when you go to sleep, 2 times a day. It takes only a few seconds, visualization of creating a light around you. So you will know which emotions or feelings are yours and which are of the collective. And the teaching is very simple, but very profound, that when we resist who we are and we try to be somebody else because we want to please others and or fit into society, then we suffer. We create suffering for ourselves because we resist the reality, the truth. The more you resist the truth, the more you suffer. And nobody's punishing you. You are creating disharmony, you are creating chaos by yourself. So it's about knowing who you are, knowing that you are a spirit soul, eternal. You are spark of the source, spark of God, and you are having a human experience, and you have a specific affinity, you have a specific energy. So it's about finding what is your purpose, what are your abilities, what are your gifts, and then step into it. And when you do this, you do your purpose with your abilities, your gifts. This is highest timeline that you can achieve, highest potential. And you feel happy, you feel accomplished, and it's great. And you are not only helping yourself, but you are helping the whole planet. You are counteracting the negativity automatically by only being here in the high vibration. So, this is the positive note of this podcast today. I hope it was helpful. And until next time, and also be sure to, if it resonated with you, be sure to find my book on Amazon. It's called Healing Soul Journeys, Alex Martin B. And if you would like to have a free half-hour consultation with me, you can come to my website, Clarity Hypnosis, It's one word, clarityhypnosis.eu, like Europe. And you can book your free consultation session, and we can talk about your issues and how your higher self can help you. So have a great day and take care.